it's Canzano. Thanks for making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe and leave us some feedback. Also, the podcast is brought to you by Multnomah Medical Clinic, dedicated to providing breakthrough, non-invasive, drug-free solutions to ED problems. Call Multnomah Medical Clinic at 503-899-4199 or visit them online at multnomahmedical.com.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast,
a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Our next guest, former Portland State great, former NFL quarterback, guy who played in the Pro Bowl, high level, record setter, you know, and all around friend of this show, now pouring his wisdom and his energy into kids in the area who play high school and youth football. Neil Lomax, man of the people, joining us now. Can you get out and throw the ball right now, or how does your body feel if you try to throw the ball?
Yeah, the way you just pumped me up, and I mean, my God, I should run for governor or president, something. I don't know if I should this climate. I won't run for anything, but.
Stay pleasure.
JC, how are you? How you doing,
I'm good.
My friend?
I'm all right. Good. I'm all right. I'm good. I mean, you know, I have no complaints. I'm looking
you
at.
Shouldn't. We're not gonna listen to you anyway if you start complaining. So.
Yeah, but I put a football in your hands right now, and let's say I run a, you know, I'm on the far hash and I run a 15-yard out. Can you throw a dime?
Far hash. We got college hashes or pro hashes?
Pro hash.
No problem. No problem, because you can't break a 5.740, so you're going to be really slow. I can kind of lob that thing, and you're kind of Wes Welker, just kind of lob it over there and get your both feet in. Yeah, get both feet in, John's pros.
I'll get there. But how does the body feel? Because I often wonder, like, you know, we talk about injuries and it being a violent game, and how does your body feel these days?
I think it's great for almost being 62 here. I bike ride a lot. Been doing a lot of bike riding last, 4 or 5 months here. What's going on? And got running around with my grandkids. I got 4 now, JC. So
wow.
I got to stay limber, stay in shape, chase those little rascals around, and get them on the golf course a little easier. We walk 18. No carts allowed when I play. You know, so staying active. And yeah, I can't wait till. We get some approval from the states and the governors and the health department officials, get on the field, start doing some passion league and football, lacrosse activities this fall, get these kids doing something.
Two-time NFL Pro Bowl quarterback Neil Lomax is our guest. Is some of this contingent on the Pac-12? I mean, is everybody looking at the Pac-12? If they get back to practicing and playing, does it open some doors for you guys to get out and play some 7-on-7?
I hope it's not waiting on the Pac-12. We don't want to go there, do we, with the Pac-12 commissioner? Yeah, that's a different lane. We'll travel in another time. But no, they're waiting on, I think, just the health results and their the protocol in place from all their departments with State of Washington and the Vancouver area, which I've been very involved with, and then obviously the Portland area, just waiting on the clearance, John. I think it will happen here in the next week or so, and at least they'll allow, if coaches can't be on the field, if we can get, you know, 30 to 40 kids are allowed safety with protocol in place and the testing in place. And now we can start doing some football activities. Just get them doing something. It's the health. They got to have it for insanity, let alone for the coaches, the players.
Justin Herbert got under center, in the gun, in the pistol. Chargers sort of pointed to him as an emergency starter. Was there, let's first talk about that. He didn't know until pre-game that he would be starting. Coach comes to him. He thinks he's kidding when he says, you're going to start today. Is that an advantage for a rookie to not have to think overnight, think all week, or a disadvantage?
Man, it kind of happened to me. Let me tell you my quick rookie story at the board. But I'm baseball hat on the sidelines, Jim Hart, opening day. This is opening day. He's kind of the Philip Rivers of the Cardinals. You know, Jim Hart's been there 14, 15 years. Second series, JC. Second series, he goes down with a knee injury, and I couldn't even find my helmet. We had to call a timeout, try to figure where. I didn't know where I put my helmet. And boom, I'm out there, played, I thought, okay. And then next week I'm starting against Dallas. next week against a Washington football team? And I'm like, man, and all of a sudden Jim got better. So, I mean, they drafted Justin to be the guy. Let's face it. We've talked about that. If you're a number one draft pick, especially quarterback, last 10, 12, 13 years, they expect you to play right away. And Justin was ready. His career, what he did at Oregon, he was prepped so well by great coaching, great teammates. He was ready to go. Proud of him.
What did you see, you know, from him that you liked? What did you see that he needs to work on if you were following it that close?
Well, he's always working on, you know, all kinds of things, let alone that system. I mean, to me, he's out there thinking, I'm against the Huskies. I'm going against Utah Utes. I'm going against U.S. He was in the big time. He was. Those Power 5 conference quarterbacks are ready. And then I also think, John, what really helps the younger quarterbacks and younger players, there's no fans. You know, home game, away game, there are no fans. You're kind of feeling like this is just a kind of organized scrimmage that, you know, this other team came over and we're going to play against these other guys. And that's the calm. I cannot tell you how it would feel because I've never been there for a live game with not having 60, 70,000 people either cheering for you or mostly in my case, booing against me. So, interesting times, and I'm so proud of Justin, how he just looked like he's out there playing against another Pac-12 opponent.
So, yeah, I didn't even think about that. The fact that SoFi Stadium had no fans, we just had Mike Rammers on, the offensive lineman for the Chiefs, and he was saying that they felt really flat in the game because there was no crowd energy, and they were like, well, we need to bring our own energy to this game. Said it was surreal. He could hear the coaches on the other side yelling at players. He called it a scrimmage. It was like a scrimmage. Would that be an advantage to a young guy who's in there just trying to focus on what he needs to do?
I really think so. I know how I felt my rookie year playing at home that opening day, then the next week going down to Dallas where there's 65,000 screaming fans and, you know, really inside your 20, 15, 10-yard line and going in the end zone, you can't hear. And they're screaming, and it really confuses you. I know I was like, my head is on a swivel. I was so nervous for that game, knowing that the fans had such a, I think, the, like you said, not just energy, but dealing with the outcome of a game. And maybe at home it wasn't a big deal, like you said, at SoFi, but he goes on the road and no fans, huge advantage for a young quarterback.
Neil Lomax, our guest, two-time Pro Bowl player. The biggest leaps you made, did they come week one to week two, season one to season two? Where are those gains for a young quarterback?
Yeah, for me, it was definitely after the first year when they named me the starter. It's all about winning. I mean, let's face it, if they bring in Tyrod Taylor and they win a couple games, JC, you're not going to see Justin. But if they lose some games with him in there, this, you know, Coach Lynn, come on, the same pressure that happened when I played over 30 years ago. They're going to put you in, and we lost like four or five in a row, and all of a sudden they made me the starter and trade Jim Hart, and boom, that confidence for the next year. And I worked my butt off that offseason going, I'm going to be a starter in the NFL. And I think Justin's been doing that the last three or four years, though. That's the program they have at Oregon to get these guys ready, and he was ready.
The speed, everyone talks about the speed of the game. Everyone talks about, you know, they were raving at some of the throws the broadcasters were that he made. You know, how do you what are you looking for as you look at a young quarterback? Is it the throws? Is it, you know, game time decisions? Is it simply calling the right formation in the huddle as you're making a call? Because I think he messed up a formation late in the game and called the wrong formation.
Well, and who told you that, though? Who told you he called the wrong formation? The announcers? You know, what are they really? Do they really know? It's just about, no, for him, JC, it's going to be getting you out of the bad place. And that was the opportunity that I had as quarterback. You're giving the main play or the second play, and you have the kill opportunity. And you can hear the microphones now, quarterbacks killing a play and going to sit. Getting you out of a bad play to a better one is the key for him, and just reacting and executing. So that's all they want him to be, that game operator and being that field general out there. Is he's got to see the coverage, he's got to see the fronts, and get you out of a bad play. When he's able to do that and they're giving him that confidence, he'll have so much more freedom, and you'll see him excel even better and better from week to week to year by year.
The Chiefs were not preparing for Justin Herbert. Is it a different game when you've been scouted? Is that a factor for a quarterback in the league?
I think it's a big factor when you go from, okay, scouting a Phillip Rivers and or a Neil Lomax, and then you got a Kyler Murray. I mean, come on. From a Joe Flacco to Lamar Jackson, that's the huge difference. But no, when they're I think Tyrod and Justin are still the same. Drop back first. They want to throw first. And if they can't do that, they will hurt you with their feet. You know, Justin proved that at Oregon for 3 or 4 years. He can hurt you with his feet. And he has that ability. I think he rushed, 6 or 7 times for 30 or 40 yards. So he has that dimension. But, you know, teams, bottom line is Kansas City didn't even score over 20 points, right? They're going to overtime. That was a huge thing. You hold Kansas City under 20 points, you got a chance to win. They had a great opportunity there. And I'll be interested to see how they play, how Coach Lynn plays this out with, quote, the injury to Tyrod's chest.
You didn't like that.
I didn't say I liked it or not. I'm just saying I'm looking forward to seeing how Coach Lynn handles this with this injury to his chest.
Yeah, let's speak in general terms about injuries, because that confused me too, because I think if you're hurt, you know it on Thursday. You know it on Friday. You know it on Saturday. Like, did you ever see a case with players where Sunday was a surprise?
Well, there's a big difference of being hurt. You're hurt and then you're injured. So we've all kind of had dings and bangs up and all that. You're kind of hurt. You got an ankle, maybe your chest. But game time, if you really got an injury and the medical team keeps you out, you're out. Now, your chest, John, maybe it's an irregular heartbeat. Maybe you had something deep in. So that's pretty serious, not just maybe a broken rib or a lung issue. I don't know. So you got to be pretty careful if he complains of some chest pains. I mean, I'm all for that. I'm not knocking Tyrod for not. I mean, obviously, I hope he wants to play, but yeah, that's pretty serious when you start talking about the chest.
Yeah, and I kind of will wonder. I think Anthony Lynn, after the game, he said what he had to say. He hadn't looked at film yet. He says Tyrod Taylor's my starter, but you're saying if they win, yeah, he's your starter. If they lose, you know you got a guy who can play. Is that pressure for Tyrod Taylor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's 14-17-0 at halftime next week. What are you going to do? You know, and you're the offensive coordinator, you're Coach Lynn. Should we do it? Should we do it now or next week? You want to go 0-2? So this is difficult to say. I don't know what job security Coach Lynn has with the Spanos family there, with the LA. So that's a big call for a young coach who's been around and knows it's going to be either it's going to be this week or next week or down the road. But Justin Herbert was drafted to be the man, to be the new Philip Rivers of the Chargers.
Neil Lomax is with us. He once threw 7 touchdown passes in a quarter at Portland State. That must have been fun.
Stop it.
That must have been fun. But come on, 7 TD passes in a quarter? Like, Portland State should still be recruiting using that.
I think we just made it up that night. I don't know if that was really true. I got to go look back. I don't know if they had film back in those days. So I think they did. I don't know. It was just... What else you want to talk about?
No, but let me go back, because I wasn't there. You were there, okay? This is 1980. In order to have 7 TD passes in a quarter, you have to have a few things happen. You have to have your drives have to be fast. Were they just bombs?
Yeah, and I think they had 4 turnovers. But how do you even get 7 possessions?
I know.
I kind of look back and go, wait a minute. Did we even have 7 possessions? 7 offensive possessions, no defensive touchdowns? And it's 49-0 at first quarter. It was one of those. They fumbled the kickoff. We score. They throw a pick. We get it. We score. I don't think our longest series was over 40 yards. It was always on their half of the field. Delaware State at old Multnomah Civic Stadium. Gotta love it, JC. Man.
Neil Lomax is with us. That's fun. Portland State's fun. You get to the NFL. Did it stay fun in the NFL, or do you look up at some point and go, all right, this is now a job? And does it become a job? Do you lose some joy there?
Well, officially, it is a job when they pay you. I mean, that's when it comes your profession. Your job is you're being paid as a professional, and they're paying you a lot of money. I don't care what year it was. We can all go back. Oh, my God, I only made that. But still, back in 1980, 81, that's a lot of money. And I took it seriously. I took the job seriously. But then again, man, I was so used to throwing the ball 40, 50, 60 times, JC, and then all of a sudden I'm handing the ball off 14, 15, 18 times, a half. That wasn't fun for me. I go, man, can we throw these shotgun and throw this thing? Yeah. No. You have to wait till third down. See, that's what everybody does in the league in 1980. You got to wait till third down, and then you go to shotgun. Oh, okay. I get it. So that was the frustrating part. I want to throw every down.
But now you're seeing, you know, you watch Mahomes.
Everybody's doing it, right?
They're all doing it.
Yep.
Mouse was before his time.
Yeah, and he stole all that information from Tiger Ellison. So, you know, no, a great coach is a great thief. You know, you're stealing all kinds of ideas, and this guy named Tyson High School in 19, late 50s, early 60s, 2x2, 3x1, throwing it 50, 60 times. He goes, man. So he really thought that's the way to put Portland State on the map. I think put himself on the map, and there's nothing wrong with that. And that was his brand. And, man, we had a great time running that system at Portland State. It was a blast. So to answer your question, I took that attitude to the Cardinals. Having fun. Man, we had a great time. I don't care if you bus to Missoula. You're going to have a great time.
You're a grandpa now. You mentioned that with the grandkids. You're a dad. You're a coach. What advice do you give to parents right now who have kids that are going a little stir crazy? It's tough psychologically. Give us a pep talk here.
Hey, just keep the faith. Look for the good. There's going to be good out of all this. So maybe this time was more your family time. Maybe opportunity to go see your grandparents, go see your whatever immediate family you have. That was your time. Don't let a day go by without training. You can still train on your own. You can still go to these clubs. They're allowing you to train, allowing you to stay in shape. Don't make excuses. Man, look for the good. And that's what I'm trying to tell parents now are so negative. I'm getting so many comments. Oh, we can't do this. Can't do this. Hey, look for the good because it's going to change here. We're going to be outside. It's going to come back. Be ready when it does.
Neil Lomax, I appreciate you. Keep doing what you do. Thank you, sir.
All right, JC. Thanks for having me on.
Here he is talking about Justin Herbert and other things. I did not know it was his first game, second series of the rookie year. And he ends up not in the same situation as Justin Herbert, but you're in the game. I love that they had to call a timeout because he couldn't find his helmet. But I think there's a lot of truth in what he's saying about, you know, this week, if it's Tyrod Taylor, if Herbert really isn't the starter. It will happen at some point, either with another injury or with a series of losses, or as he pointed out, if you're all of a sudden you look up next week and you're down 14-0, 17-0, and you're the coordinator, you already know Justin Herbert can play a little bit. And I wanted Herbert to wait. I was hoping that he would make 6 or 8 weeks before he'd get a taste of action. Didn't happen that way. I'm glad that it worked out the way it did for him. I think there will be growing pains without a doubt. There were a couple of deer in the headlights moments that you saw on the field, but he made some plays. And I had not considered, and this is why Neil Lomax is a treasure, I had not considered the value of not having crowd noise in the stadium. Very quiet, very practice-like, very scrimmage-like. Great point from Neil Lomax. Leave it right here. Sailing along in this radio show, 2 o'clock hour. Anna will be along. We'll talk about the 2 at 2 at the top of the hour. I'll tell you what I think is going to happen on Thursday in the Pac-12 decision that's on the horizon. Every day we do the Culligan Water Cooler Report. We do it now. Meet me at the
water cooler. Welcome to the Culligan Water Cooler Report. If we're talking about it, they'll be talking about it. Brought to you by Culligan Water Company.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver came out today and said, quote unquote, his best guess is that next season will start in January. Do you like best guesses? Because there have been some commissioners, some sports leagues that have been really reluctant to give you a quote unquote best guess. They've said nothing. Would you rather have a best guess scenario or would you rather have a question mark that's floating out there? Do you like that full disclosure from Adam Silver? I'll go around the room, but I'm going to start. I like it because I trust Adam Silver at this point. If David Stern were saying it, if Larry Scott were saying it, I might not trust it. But there's something about Adam Silver's tenure. When he says, this is my best guess, I take it as he's got some currency with me. I think he's being genuine. And if he's saying best guess, what he's telling me is, I don't know how this is all going to turn out, but this is kind of where I feel like it's headed. Judah Newby, you like a best guess or no?
I think best guesses go a long way when you're when you say that you want to be transparent about something. If leadership says we're going to be transparent, but they won't give you a best guess, that doesn't do me a lot of favor. So I appreciate the best guess, just like you, because to me, that is a form of being transparent.
Alabama Adriana, best guess scenario.
I would say that I don't like it just to be splashy, but I actually do, because it's better than not knowing at all. It's better than your uneducated guess, you know?
Best guess in the 2 o'clock hour, Anna will show up around...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald...
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Faced Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Faced Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.